Wonderful. So this is a continuation from last week about Halos HaTema. So Bashkocha Protest, it happens to be, it just goes in line with the Sikha of this week, this past week, Achri. Yeah? So we'll go here, go through the Sikha of Achri, very short. This is the end of the Sikha of Achri, when the Rebbe is coming to the conclusion, right? Mm-hmm. And then we'll go back to what we were speaking last week about Halos HaTema. Which is actually the both nekudas are mamish. The nekudah of the sikha, what Rebbe is saying, we spoke about Galat Tabi, mamish the same thing. So this is what we'll see right now. So you have here what the Rebbe is saying here, on line two, bring out the nekudah. The Rebbe is saying here that the world, this is the nekudah, which what I'd like to bring out over here. The Rebbe is saying the world mitzad atzme is be'etzem always helping to the gula. Okay? So what's anocha of the Rebbe? Where the Rebbe is starting from, line two, we start. The Golas is always helping to the Gula. Rebbe is taking now Golas and made it a positive entity. It's something which is always helping to Gula, right? So this is what the Rebbe says here on line two. Then, on line four, the Rebbe adds, as we come closer towards the end of Golas, this Nukuda of Golas that contributes to Gula is coming to Gula Yesa. The help of the Golas towards Gula, the help of Goyim towards Gula is coming to Gula Yesa. Then you see again on line line five, that the Rebbe continuously emphasizes b'myuchad, especially b'frat. In other words, the Rebbe is not saying that anything new is happening over here. The fact that we have more help from the goyim in the past is nothing new. It's just more begolit than it was in the past, right? Yeah. The Rebbe goes in line six. The Rebbe says in the past, there was a lot of obstacles for keeping Torah mitzvahs, right? Mashenken, line 7, Mederes Acharenim. The old Rei Bnei Yisrael live in countries where there's a Malchus Shel Chesed, and they help Yidden to reach to the Gula, because they're helping us in our observance of Torah mitzvahs, right? Very good. Then the Rebbe says, 9:10, on Bishon Achreina, this Hanhoge was mispashed also to other countries, meaning to Russia, right? We're there now, also helping Yidden. And then look at the Rebbe's words, which is very interesting. Meina Chona, they're actually helping Yidden to go to Eretz HaKodesh, which is Achona to when Umas Olam will help all Yidden to go over to Eretz Yisrael B'Gula Mitzvos Hashem. Okay, very good. Now, going on the next Oyes, the Rebbe says that not only till now the Rebbe is talking about the way Goyim are helping Yidden in their Kimatele mitzvahs, and now the Rebbe is going over how the Goyim conduct themselves one with each other. So the Rebbe says, once upon a time, Goyim were very axori one to the other, right? You see the Nukud here, the Rebbe's words in the beginning of line 17, Ba'achodes, some of the Goyim, right? Not all the Goyim were axori. Why is it so important to the Rebbe to put this word in? The Nekuda is, the Rebbe is all along showing you this is always the way it was. But what? In the past, it wasn't obvious in every aspect. There was sometimes, it didn't always go that way all the way. It only went part of the way. Now it's all the way that way. The Goyim are always helping. You see, or almost always helping. Yeah? Just want to bring out that to you. Okay, fine. Now, so at one point the Goyim were sorry to one to each other. Okay, let's go to page number two. Then the Rebbe adds, especially in these days, this is page number two, line number one. Especially in these days, this has come more and more obvious, more apparent, and especially in the two things of stock and chinuch. Now you look in lines 8 to 10. It's so interesting how the Rebbe is describing America. I don't know to which country they sent them. People to help. There was some tragedy in some country. I don't know, earthquake. I don't know what it was. In some other country, and so America sent support, whatever they sent, provisions, etc. Look how the Rebbe describes it. It's amazing. The Rebbe's words, how they had rachmonis, etc., etc. So this shows we see how the conduct of the stock of leather is today by the goyim. And then the Rebbe goes over to the inyan of chinuch, right? But fine. So this is what the Rebbe goes up to also, that something else about him Tavis. But anyway, so the Rebbe is bringing out that we see the goyim are doing the right thing for yeshiva olam. They're showing anushiyus, they're showing humanity one to each other, not like they're conducting the other. And on line 14, the Rebbe adds, but Yidden, this was always a normal thing. Yidden always had this attitude to each other, to be kind and understanding to each other. But for goyim, this is a chiddush which we have nowadays, which has come out very clear. So now, so this shaila is here. The Rebbe is trying to tell us how we can bring the gula. And the way the Rebbe describes us, to us the gula is as something which you want to see. Let's say that the seventh century is going to go to Yerushalayim. This is what we expect. This is how the Rebbe has told us all along. This is what we should expect by the gula. So now the Rebbe is giving us a description here. The Rebbe is trying to explain how do we see that we are ready for the gula. So what the Rebbe is basically telling us, all of these things, which l'cheda, are very mundane, very simple things. I mean, there's nothing out of the normal. And we could consider this all a part of normal progress in the human culture. They become more normal, become more normalized. Why did the Rebbe see this as something to show the inyan of gula? Gula is so much beyond this. Like this, the difference between this and gula is astounding, no? The Rebbe is trying to explain us something here. What is it? The Rebbe is telling us how we see the world is helping us for gula. Okay, we see a slight difference from the past. No problem. But this is a normal thing, a normal development of the human race. Let's say become more normal. Here you're talking about gula, which is a complete drastic change. The whole mitzvah of the world is going to change. So how do we really see this, the connection from this state that the Rebbe is describing to the gula? The Rebbe is sort of like watering down the whole gula, which we're expecting to happen, by telling us this is something which shows us that the gula is on the process of developing. The chede, this is very far from that. Now, just to bring out the point, you have another sikha, number 2, going line all the way to number 22. Yeah, so then it's much sharper. Why? Because then the sikha, the Fabringen, opens up on line 22. That shaila is basically the shaila where the Rebbe opens up the Fabringen. And it's like, the Rebbe says, we hear, the Rebbe says, the world has to be prepared for the gula. Not only one piece, not only one group of people, not only the group of Lubavitchers who sort of verkocht in the Rebbe. The whole world has to be prepared for the gula. So how can you say that we're today ready for the gula? How do we can say that the world is ready for the gula? The situation we see in the world is so much different, right? And the situation, I mean, the gula, our situation today is mamish min akotza lakotza. So that's the Rebbe's shaila, yeah? So now look at the Rebbe's answer. It goes in very, very similar what is said, just said over here. The Rebbe says, there was always, one second. So the Rebbe says over there, that once upon a time, Yidden lived only one part of the world. As the Doris developed progress, Yidden spread out further and further. Till today, we're living everywhere in the world. What is that? Now, this is just, take the sifra, take it later on yourself, you see it. This is like the first 2-3 oises of the sifra. It's the first 3 oises of the sifra. The Rebbe asks this question, and then he gives the answer. And ois gimel, the answer is right here. This is the answer what the Rebbe says. And then the Rebbe goes to further expound on this topic. But this is the answer to the question right over here. And this is what it says over here. That fact that now we can live everywhere in the world. So where is that taking? Why is that? How can that help us align ourselves with the gula, which is the vision of gula, which the Rebbe is trying to get us to identify with? When you're telling us that we're all living in the whole world, the cheder, it's so far apart. So the Rebbe is taking, okay. Now, the Nekudas HaTeretz, to this is, look at 9:30 and 31. The Rebbe's words over there. The Yidden are living all over the world. The Nekudah is, you're living in the whole world. This is what the Sikha goes to explained earlier. In Ois Gimel, and earlier explains that today when we're living in the world, we're living in the according to the Minhagei HaMokim. We're actually building Torah mitzvahs, not in defiance with the Mokim, with the cooperation of the government. We're bringing it into the life of the world. And you see in the Rebbe's words, Lefi inyonoi, Lefi inyonoi amokim, Lefi menhoge amokim. Okay, so this is the Nukuda, what I'm saying. The fact is that we managed to bring Torah into the world. But Lecheira, there's a very different, big, Lecheira, a very big separation from this situation that Rebbe described over here, in both of these sikhas, and the Gula, which we're expecting to happen. And the answer to this is, one answer. The answer is me and you. And this is an akuda. The Rebbe is telling you, you have to go back to Matan Torah. What happened to Matan Torah? But Hashem gave us a Torah and told us, this is Atzmus Samhus, right? You didn't have a Torah, it's Atzmus Samhus. Atzmus Samhus. So give him Matan Torah. Atzmus Samhus. This is everything. Well, let's say it in simple language for the Ben Chomish Mikra. Hashem gave us a Torah and told us, you do what the Torah says, you're going to get everything what you need. So you have the Chayr with the Torah, you have the Koyah from Moshe Mashiach right away. If Yidden would not have done whatever, they would have had go right to your Meisim Mashiach. You have the key to your Meisim Mashiach right in your hand. The Nekuda was that the Eibishter wants that it shouldn't be that we should take it, the Torah, around to the world and bring it into the life of the world. So that's the whole process of all the generations, all the many years we've been gone through, all the goal is in order to bring the Torah into the world, into the life of the world. The Rebbe is telling you now, the life of the world is receptive to Torah. So what is missing now? It's missing the same thing that we were when Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. What is it? Just go ahead and do it. It's me and you. Once you, okay, so that's in the Kuda. Okay? Fine. The Seder. Now. That is the Kuduwa the Rebbe is saying. But now, this is another Kuduwa we want to get back to. In Kuduwa, the Rebbe said, in the beginning of the Sikha, the Rebbe brings out that the Golos was always contributing to the Gula. Golos was always, when the Rebbe, you know, the Rebbe, how the Rebbe explained that Golos was always And it was a tool in order to bring Gola. The purpose of the Gola is to bring Gola. The world, Goyim and all Mr. Olam always helped to follow the way of Zman HaGola. There was some up and down, but in essence, the world always helps for bringing the Gola. Now, this Nekuda now, this is what Nekuda we want to understand. Why is it so important that Rebbe is telling us this is the way it always was?
Well, say
Smanagolas,
he said.
No. This isn't. No, say that again. Let's look at this again.
Now it's Begili Yoser.
Either they would tell me once upon a time the way I would think of it. Once upon a time, it was not that way. The Goyim did not contribute. You didn't have to give up their lives. Okay. I would be able to understand. They didn't contribute. We always unlearn it. Since we have to be miscabbed on the Matthias of Golas, the whole Golas is an element which we have to overcome. Okay, I can understand that. Now, Baruch Hashem, Golos, we can use Golos to help us for Torah Mitzvahs. Wonderful. That way I would understand. But this is not what the Rebbe is saying. It's not the way the Rebbe puts it actually anywhere. The Rebbe in all the sikhs and everywhere is always telling us there's nothing new now. No, it was always that way. Just now it's more obvious. This is the way the Rebbe is putting it. It's always was that way. Now, why is it so important for the Rebbe to go back to where it's always that way? Why can't he sort of tell us and bring out the opportunity that we have today? Once upon a time, we couldn't do it, and now we can. No, the Rebbe doesn't say it that way. He says, Lecheir was for the Rebbe's own matara, of his own purpose. He should try to bring out how today is so much different. And you look at the sikhas, it's mamish, it's not the way the Rebbe will say it. It's continuously not that way. And the Rebbe is always telling you this is the way it was the day number one from Moshe Rabbeinu. But there was some confusion on the way. And now there's this confusion is not there anymore. Why the Rebbe have to always go call back to the very beginning? We have to do our work today. Why do you have to call back to the very beginning? So this is the Nekuda which we want to get to, the whole Inyan of Allah Sateva. So now, because let's go back to what we just said before. What did we say? We said that the only thing missing from this situation the Rebbe described over here. The Rebbe described over here today, we're living all over the world. Today, Goyim are helpful. Dr. Chinuch helping for Yidden. Fine. There's an enormous difference from the way the Rebbe describes the world today and the good which we expecting to happen. The difference is enormous, right? Fine. So what did we say? What is the difference? The difference is actually me. Once I start doing what the Torah says, from being there's no interference of the world, automatically I can bring the whole goal. So all difference is actually me. In me, that's the difference. Yes, there's a big separation. Why? Because I'm not doing it. Okay, fine. Now the question comes, how do I come to do it? How do I come to do it? And this, the answer is, by realizing this is your metzias the whole time. In other words, the only way, this is the nekuda. The only way you bring the gula in the future is by changing your perspective about the past. If we are going to consider the gula as something new, then we cannot bring it. For someone to do something new is a big challenge, especially to do such a new thing as changing this situation, which the Rebbe described over here, to the situation which the Rebbe is telling us about gula, that some center is going to fly to the base of Mikdash, is something where we, the Chayla, don't have the ability to do. So the Rebbe, telling us it's the whole thing is only missing me. We are the element which is missing here in the picture. How do I find in myself how to do it? By coming to realize that this changing my perspective about myself, by, in the Rebbe's word, changing my, bringing the Aleph. That means I'm changing my perspective starting from the Eibishter. Till now I consider the Eibishter as belonging to Gula or whatever. Now realize the Eibishter is in Golus. So I'm changing my perspective about the Eibishter. I'm changing my perspective about myself. How I'm changing my perspective about the whole Ova. This is Ova Gula. The way the Gula, you bring in the Gula in the way that Rebbe says in Tazri Metzera, not as something new. The Gula is something new. You can't bring it. It's a Poshta Zaha. You can't do it. This Kemeni Shtufton. The only way I can come to bring the Gula is by realizing this is my Metzis the way it always was. Once upon a time, it wasn't emphasized to me so much that this is my Metzias, because in those days, to tell a Yid, this is your Metzias, tell a Yid, go back, and when a Yid is in Russia, go tell him, to know the Golus is really helping you. So what are you going to do with this in his Avodah? He has to overcome the Golus. That's why Chassidus always says, be miskaber on the Golus. Now the Rebbe is telling you, the truth is the Golus always was contributed. But we couldn't identify with it. Now we have to bring the Gula. We have to realize that this was always in the tears. Therefore, the Nekuda is we have to change our perspective about the past. And this is the Erech Agav, the whole idea of what's going on today. By Erech Bechlal and Abamich, yeah, that we cannot say Gula is here. We're understanding that what it means that Mitzadim Rebbeinu Sidom, Mitzadim Eibishter Sidom, is Poshet. If this Poshet takes away from us ability to identify with the fact that we can bring the Gula. Because the whole way how we come to identify with our ability to bring the Gula, by realizing this world that meets the Gula from the very beginning. Okay, so now.
What's the importance of realizing that it was
true? So let's go and do this now in this, going back to what we're talking about, the so let me know, before we go, okay, what's important? So this, we had through this, let's go and explain. There's two, we can explain it two ways. Take it at a very simple level, explain. How do I come to realize that I can change my situations? What do you mean? Let's forget about change. The word change is no good. We're not changing. We're just coming better in our situation. How do you come to realize I can come better in my situation? Look at I have a Gula, which is beyond my imagination. I have a Golus, which is, couldn't be worse almost. And I'm saying I can take it from Golus to Gula. How could I come to realize it? When I change my perspective about the past. What do I change my perspective about the past? Till now, I see Teva and Lamayim Teva as two separate entities. It's absolutely two separate entities. It's much as like it says in Chassidus, Gvul and Gvul is more opposite than Choshech and Oir. The greatest two opposites are Gvul and Gvul. So the greatest two opposites is to say that Teva, that it's Teva and Lamayim Teva is the greatest two opposites. Now the Rebbe is telling us, change your perspective about the past and come to realize the Teva was never limited up in Teva. Now, how do I come to realize the Teva was never limited in Teva? How do I come to realize the Golus was never limited to Golus? How do I come to realize that? So there's several explanations of that. One thing that's a very simple explanation. If Golus would be going according to Golus way, would go Teva would be conducting itself up in Teva. Up in Teva, Yidden shouldn't be existing today. Very simple. Every Yid knows it. Every Goy Nomus knows it. That the fact that Yid managed to survive through such a history is Nishtal Pitava. Fine. Then you have what we discussed before Pesach, what the Rebbe says in other Sichis, that the very fact that Torah is maintaining itself today, once we cross the boat here to America, we should have dropped the whole Torah. The very fact that we are maintaining Torah is coming from within ourselves. Within ourselves, we'll say this from the Rebbe's influence on us, the Rebbe's effect on us, which means even the Rebbe's effect is coming from ourselves, not being imposed by us. We voluntarily choose to go with the Rebbe. There's no culture situation, which once upon a time we're living in a ghetto, which sort of the tradition passed on from one generation to the other. This, once we cross the boat, we came to Chatzik Dor Tachan, that does not exist. So the fact that we're keeping this Torah is coming from ourselves. So Pitava, the whole, this is Kolokol, this is, we went through this. The Kolokol Kitzim is what then, once we cross the boat, is better Kolokol Kitzim, because, you know, Mashiach, there was no chance for Mashiach to come. We should have given up our Yiddishkeit. So that goes to show, these Nikudas show, that the Nahogas HaTeva, we consider Teva, our life, we consider our life as Teva, is really not conducting itself according to Teva. Once I come to realize that my Mitzias as Teva is not conducting itself up to Teva, so I can now identify, let me adapt, realize this opportunity to do more, and this opportunity will extrapolate and expound beyond to Bligvul. Because the Teva was never up to Teva. The Nukudi is, you have the Nukudi, the way a person comes to identify. Remember, I am who I am. Who am I? I'm a person as I know myself. I'm a person as I know myself, as I know my parents, as I know my ancestors. I know the world, the history of the world till now. So I know what human life is, the way we know human life. We can do so much and so much. And that is how I consider myself. That's how I measure my actions. Now that it is coming to tell us, look back at your life, at yourself, realize, no, it's not. What, it's not a limited Teva Mahalach, no, it's Mefedish and Hoga Vigavul affecting the Teva. But once upon a time when we had all these obstacles, it was hard for us, we were busy overcoming our challenges. It was hard for us to see how there's really a Mahalach, the Maile Mea Teva behind all of this. Now that there's opportunity, everyone can sit down and look back and you see that the whole Mitzvahs today about myself or my Yiddishkeit, of everything, of Yidden Bechlal, whatever, society Bechlal, is all a Maile Mea Teva. So now, once I have this realization, I can come to realize, okay, so I can increase, and whatever I increase to do will never be beyond Teva. It's always going to be in Teva, because Teva has no limit to where it can reach. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So the good is, okay, so now, okay, that is the Nekuda from this Sikha. Now, Rav David is here, so we'll go right into the Maimah from last week, and we'll go back, this is mine, we'll go back I'll go back later on with the Sikha we just now did, okay? Okay, now you can be so kind, I'm gonna run away and take a break. Okay, so now, just to recap slightly, what Rav David just now did, which is a very important point. What we just now did is a very important point, and it goes like this. The way we bring the gula, is going to happen in the future. The way we bring the gula is by changing our perspective about the past. And so we just now had a sikha, which is the way this sikha is written, is the way the Rebbe continuously speaks. The Rebbe always never says that we have a new situation today. It's not the way the Rebbe says. The Rebbe is continuously explaining that this is the way it always was from Matan Torah, but things have developed and progressed. And today we are in a better, we can see more the potential of the Torah. But the potential of the Torah, the koyach of the Torah to affect the world was always visible. This is the way the Rebbe says it. Now we can see it more. And therefore we have to now do our share to bring the gula. But the way the Rebbe says it doesn't tell us that we have something new. He's telling us it was always that way. Just now we can come to realize it more and focus on it and develop it. Why did the Rebbe present it that way? Because the only way we can identify with our ability to bring the gula by coming to realize that the gula was always be'etzem from the day Hashem gave us the Torah. The opportunity for gula, the koyach of the gula was always there. That is the nekuda we had till now. And now we'll go further. Okay? So now let's go back to the maimah of Kimeit Seis. We're going back to the maimah which we discussed last week. Now the maimah, it's not quoted there because we had it last week, but we'll soon come to the quote. So let us remember what the Rebbe says in the maimah there. The Rebbe says, Yemaisim Mashiach, the way we always understand Yemaisim Mashiach, it wasn't Yemaisim Mashiach going to be Koyek L'mayla Mahateva Nisim Benitzvahs. Now I'm a Nivra, I'm a Yid, a Nivra Mugbal, I'm limited. Yeah, I can not do L'mayla Mahateva L'cheira. L'mayla Mahateva is from the Eibishter. Good. Yemaisim Mashiach is going to come L'mayla Mahateva everything. So what is my significance at that point? I'm going to be a recipient of the Eibush Dolochet. I'm going to be a recipient from the Lamayla Meteva, from the Koich HaBligvul, the Eibush is going to be Megala. That is a way we usually understand the Moshe Mashiach, and that's a way it's described in the Chassidus, that our Metzias will come insignificant. We're just going to be receiving and enjoying the light of the Eibush Dolochet, etc. Fine, wonderful. In that moment, the Rebbe comes and explains us that the Nisim of Yemesh Mashiach, talking about Nisim, the Nisim of Yemesh Mashiach will be greater than the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's number one. But the main point is, the Rebbe explained that Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf was only temporarily, for those few hours. The Nisim of Yemesh Mashiach will be forever, continuous. Then the Rebbe asks and explained, when you say it's going to be continuous, when I say it's going to be continuous, what do you mean by that? That the Teva itself will align with the Nes. The Teva will find within itself how it can bring about the Nes. So what the Rebbe told us now, what the Rebbe done to us now, till now we look at ourselves as one entity, Nes, Teva. And we look at the Yemesh Mashiach, another entity which is Nes. And so, that's, and what? And where are we by Yemesh Mashiach? We, look, they are insignificant. That's the way we see it, and that's the way we are taught all the years, right? Now, the Rebbe is telling us in this Maima, no, we're not going to be insignificant. What? Because the Teva, Yemaisa Mashiach, everything which is going to happen after Nes will be in full coordination with the Teva. So the Teva itself will also be accomplishing and functioning and working. So Net Teva is not going to be insignificant at all. It's going to be with Teva. Now, this is what the Rebbe says. So what did the Rebbe achieve in this Maima? Instead of us envisioning Yemaisa Mashiach as something which is separate from us and distant from us, the Rebbe is now telling us, Yemaisa Mashiach is us. We are a full active partner in Yemaisa Mashiach. Yes, Rabbi David? Here comes a Shaila. So the Rebbe told us we're a full active part of Yemaisa Mashiach. What does it help us today? I envision myself today as a Nivra Mugbo. There's an Eibush Tis Bligbo. So now the Rebbe told us, you should know, when it's going to be the scholars of the Eibush Tis Yemaisa Mashiach, don't think that you Nivra Mugbo are going to be insignificant. You're going to be a full active partner. And everything which we attribute today to the Eibush is also going to be coming from us. We're going to be a full active partner. Shutfus. Amazing. But what did they help by telling me that I'm going to be an active and equal to the Eibush? You, just like the Eibush is distant from me today, Bleakville is distant from me today. So telling me that I'm the Moshe Mashiach is going to be that Bleakville, I'm going to reach that level of Bleakville, that the Teva is going to be able to incorporate all in Yonah of Bleakville, is just as distant as the Eibush is from me. So what does it help me by telling you this is me? This is going to be me. It's not me where I'm there today. I'm the same distance as I am from Bleakville. I'm the same distance from that Teva situation where the Teva is going to be Bleakville. So the Rebbe haven't helped us. Therefore, the Rebbe adds in Nukuda in the Maimah. This Nukuda is Halos HaTeva. This is the main Nukuda of the Maimah. And this is what we discussed last week. What's Halos HaTeva? This is the point. And this is the whole avodah which we're trying to get over here. This Inyan of Halos HaTeva. What do they mean when it's Halos HaTeva? So the Nukuda is what we said last week. This Inyan of Halos HaTeva makes no sense of Biseichel. What do you mean makes? It's no sense of Biseichel. It's not a gather in Haskola. It's a gather of Avodah. And what is this Rebbe telling me? That we today, as we know ourselves, are going to increase we can halacha teva, we can elevate ourselves to reach this situation of Yemais Mashiach. Now, this here comes to the Kuda, which here you have to come to realize, which this is the point I want to bring out later from another maimer from, because Rabbi Yeshua wants us to learn Amorim. So we're going to bring up another maimer here, an ikristik avot from the maimer of Tovshim Mem Zayin. And this is the Kuda. The Rebbe is telling us here. Monavshach, the Rebbe is telling us, you should know that we can reach that situation. So here comes a shayla, Monavshach. If the teva, Monavshach, as I know myself, I cannot reach that situation. You're telling me, the Rebbe is telling me I can reach Bligvul. I consider myself Mugbul. I don't know how I can reach Bligvul. That's one thing. If I can reach Bligvul, why don't I do it right today? Monashach, give the ability. Why doesn't it happen right today? So here the hate is in the inner loss of tabu. What's our loss of tabu? Now this is it's the, you have to understand, it's Nisha get up is echo. What's idea here? Once the Rebbe has told us, Atev Vayemoyz HaMashiach is going to be able to incorporate everything that Ligvo can do. So what did the Rebbe told us here? That there's no difference mitzad Teva and Bligvul. If your Moshe Mashiach Teva can incorporate everything of Bligvul, that means that Teva can do it today. It's Teva. The Rebbe is talking about Teva. So Teva in essence can do it today. Fine. So if Teva can do it today, why did it take a process to reach it? Why? Why did the whole idea of a process where we should work and elevate and come to reach it makes no sense in either direction? But even if we can do it, you should be doing it right away. If there's some obstacle, and if it's something too far from me, I can't do it, there's no way I can ever reach it. What? So what is the Nekud Allah Zateva? The Nekud Allah Zateva is that this is the Rotten of the Eibishter. The Rotten of the Eibishter, what is it? That Eibishter wants the Nivra to feel and have the credit that he is doing it. Right? And how? So that is why the Eibishter made the Metzias of Golus. What are the Metzias of Golus? The Metzias of Golus is, or the Metzias of the whole history of Klal Yisrael, other Yim Zeg, when we considered ourselves to do, we're able to do so much. And the Rebbe, and the Eibishter legitimized it, and he made it to Metzias and Teira, and Teira, there's two Dorim, there's Teva, and a Mile of Teva. And Sidus comes and tells us there's two unhuggers, two Madregas and a Lakus. The Eibishter legitimized all of this. Why is the Eibishter legitimize it? The whole Nekuda of the Rebbe is telling us here, that Mitzad the Eibishter, Teva, and Bigvul is no difference. If Bigvul can make Kriyas Yam Suf, Teva can also do it. Whatever, the Eibishter made this process a progressive development in order that we should have this, this feeling that we're accomplishing it. You have it? Yeah. Fine now. So this is what we say, what now? This idea of a process is only for the Rotten of the Eibishter. Nevertheless, we feel very comfortable with this process. We can sort of align with the fact that we can grow. You know, let's just leave that for later. But now let's do one Nekuda. I just want to take the first Nekuda which we said. The first Nekuda we said, the way we come to realize that we can bring the Gula is by realizing that the Gula was always available for us. Right? We had that before? It was always functioning. Our Tevin's Man of Golos, a simple example is Rav David. We'll take two examples. The very fact that Yidden, the way we consider ourselves a being Teva, the Rebbe is telling us that look back at yourself and you see your Teva never functioned according to Teva. Why? Because the fact that Yidden survived through the whole Golos makes no sense of Teva. So the whole Teva conduct never functioned up in Teva. Now once upon a time, you couldn't require from a Yid, you should come to realize his temper is functioning Shrei up in Teva. Because when you're facing obstacles and challenges, you have to fight it and to start looking into the fact that Teva is really minor with Teva was something too much to hard for required to ask for every Yid. So what did the Torah tell you? Consider Teva as an obstacle and you have to overcome it. Consider Golos as an obstacle and you overcome it. Now the Rebbe is telling you, come to realize that gold is not an obstacle, Teva is not an obstacle, and it's working along with you, and you just have to bring out your ability. Why the Rebbe is telling it to us now? Because now there is no obstacles. The only obstacles are we should find it within ourselves how to grow and increase. So therefore, the Rebbe is telling you, how do you come to get yourself to grow and to increase? But looking back at your past from all the years, from the very beginning the world was created, that the whole world always there was there available for you to grow and increase. That we just never understood it that way. Now you have to come to realize it. Rabbi, see, if you have any questions, let's leave it for later, because I want to listen to him for a moment. Okay, fine. Now, okay, so going back to this in Kuda, how the way to come to identify with Gula is by changing your perspective about the past. Yeah, that is how. Let us take this. I just want to show you how the Rebbe does it here in this sikha with the mind of the Rebbe Rashab. I want to bring it out. You see, in this sikha, this is the sikha we had last week. Here, the Rebbe is quoting the Rebbe Rashab. I want to show you how the Rebbe is saying the exact same thing what the Rebbe Rashab is saying. He's only adding this nekuda of avoda, and this nekuda of avoda changes everything. So, okay. So, Reb David, are you with me? So, here we have on line 35. Here we have the Masif Amon Kofri Shayin Ches. So now the Rebbe there is quoting this, it says in the Seif Amon, we did this last week. It says in the Seif Amon that every nest, that even Kriyas Yam Suf does not mvatl the Teva. It actually is, Oh, so here the Rebbe Rashab says, I got the wording wrong. The Rebbe Rashab says, we have a nest like Kriyas Yam Suf, which defies Teva. Said the Rebbe Rashab, you should know really that defines of Teva. Al-Khirif define Teva. So you define the world, the whole universe, to bring Elokus into this world. So one, when you have a nest which is defying Teva, like Kriyas Yam Suf, you're not bringing Elokus into this world, yeah? So Rebbe Shab says, no, even when you have a nest which is defying Teva, it's still considered in this world. Why? Because when the nest comes and defies Teva, it's only defying the Teva in that narrow area where the nest is taking effect. The whole world remains intact. So what comes out? The nest has affected the world without being mevatel the whole world. It's only mevatel that narrow area where the nest actually happened. Yeah? So that is what Rebbe Rashab says. Comes at Rebbe in the next line. It's in line 37. Yeah? This is the Rebbe's Nekuda. Now you're going to see what the Rebbe's adding here is mamish, such a subtle point. It's a point which there's nothing new there, and it's going to change everything. What is the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe Rashab says that the world remains intact, so even when the nest happens, you're not being a battle the whole mitzvah of Teva. Therefore, the Rebbe adds, therefore, the Teva is elevated. What did the Rebbe say to the Teva is elevated? It has no meaning. What it means, it didn't say anything. Okay. So now, we'll just bring out what the Rebbe is saying, what the Rebbe means by this. The Chere has a word which has almost no meaning, so the Teva is elevated. What did he add to the Rebbe Rashab? So now, if you take page number three, the Rebbe adds, in page number three on the very top, that it's not only that Bligvul penetrated into the Teva. In fact, the Teva, the world all around remains intact, proves that the Bligvul penetrated into the Teva. It didn't just denounce the Teva. It actually penetrated, and that's why the whole world remained intact. So therefore, it's not only the Bligvul penetrated into the Teva. The Teva is included in the Bligvul. Okay, let's leave the wording over there on the aside for the moment. Let's just go back to our point. The Nekuda, what the Rebbe is saying here is that when it's following the words that Rebbe said before, Reivim HaSateva, which is the same thing which we're discussing all along about Halah HaSateva. What does it mean? When you have the Bligvul affecting the Teva, right? That's affecting the world. What is the What are the chiddush here? Who is the dominant player here? Teva or Bligvol? The dominant player is Bligvol. What is Teva? What is the purpose of Teva here? What is its function? The Teva is just the tool to which, through which the Bligvol expresses itself. The Bligvol is so great that he can penetrate the world, affect the world, and the world doesn't fall apart. You have Gilu Bligvol, the world is not falling apart. You have Kriyas Yam, so the world doesn't fall apart. So it shows how Bligvol can come into Teva without destroying Teva. An amazing achievement of Bligvol. So what is the achievement? The whole achievement of attributing all the importance to the Gilu Likus, to the Gilu Bligvol. What is Teva? It only brings out the greatness of the Bligvol. Says the Rebbe, the Rebbe is a Teva. No. What fact with the we see the Bligvol can affect the Teva is actually giving us some other new insight. What is it? The Teva is elevated. Now, what does it mean the Teva is elevated? So let's go back to what we said over here. We said over here that all along, when you have, go back to our situation. When the Rebbe tells you, Moshe Mashiach is going to be a situation, what's the situation of Moshe Mashiach? You're going to have Bligvol. Constantly and everything. Comes the Rebbe and says, all of this Bligvol, you should know it's not going to be happening only because of the Koyach of Bligvol. It will be in full alignment with Teva. So the Rebbe is making now, creating, attributing, everything we would attribute to Bligvol, the Rebbe is now attributing to Teva. Now what value that they have by telling me that Teva can do it?
Yeah.
By telling me the Teva is not what I know it to be, and telling me the Teva is the same capacity as Bligvol, what have you helped me? What is the meaning of this? The Rebbe tells you the meaning is Allah's Teva, that you, as we know ourselves, can actually come to reach this. How can I come to reach this? How can I find within myself how to reach this? 1 second, so ask a question in a moment, and let me just finish. By coming, going, reflecting back to my history, as the Rebbe explains that this Sikh of Akrei, coming to realize the world, the Teva of the world as we know it, which we assume to be Teva, tells you the Rebbe, this Teva, which you're assuming to be Teva, was never Teva. Teva never was limited to Teva. So once I come to see that my conduct of now, so again, once upon a time to tell a person that Teva is not limited to Teva, a person sitting in Russia, tell him you should know Teva is not limited to Teva, he may get himself into problems. Yeah. So nowadays, you tell a person that Teva is not limited, that means you take your normal Teva, you go to work, roll, then put it in Goyish words. No, there's unlimited opportunity. This is something you tell to every goy. There's unlimited opportunity. Unlimited opportunity doesn't mean you're going to do anything abnormal. You're going to be the normal, most normal person, the most balanced person. You're just going to do what Hashem wants, and you're going to see how things grow and expand. To what extent they're going to grow and expand to Bligvol. How do I come to find within myself this, to identify with this fact that I, through Torah mitzvahs, can actually come and grow and expand. If by me reflecting back at my Torah mitzvahs till today, and my current mitzvah, the fact that the way I'm from here to till today, the effort coming, looking back at myself, I'm realizing this is not really Teva and its independent function, it's always above Teva. So this is the Nekuda. So why I brought this Maimah here, just go back to the Maimah of the Rebbe Rashab, to show you how the Rebbe is not adding any new Haskalah in the words of, over the words of Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe Rashab tells you the Bligvol is affecting Teva. Affecting Teva, the world doesn't fall apart. Any Haskalah is there. There's no Haskalah beyond that. Why? Because once you told me the Bligvol is so Bligvol, they can even affect and coordinate and work along with Teva, you brought out the greatest koyach of Bligvol. Fine. When you're coming now and telling me that you should know that Teva independently can also come to reach this situation, you're not adding to me any new logic. You're telling me a fact. And what you're telling me to go ahead and do it. There's no logic here which is included. It's only a Gedev of Aveda. Yeah? The Gedev of Aveda is till now, I looked at the Lukus, I looked at the cities, I looked at Bligvol as something which was beyond me. Now the Rebbe is telling me, and going back and changing, going back from Matutera, going to Yemais and Shia, from both sides, in all directions, showing you this teva, there. It's all you. There's no new Haskalah here, because any Haskalah, the greatness of Bigvul, is included in that what the Rebbe Rashab said. So what is the Rebbe doing? Just telling you dry facts that this is you. This is you. Now, once we say this point, that this is how it works with all the Mahalach of the Rebbe, everything, when any Maimer you have the Rebbe, when the Rebbe goes and interprets his Knech, his Kvetch in the Maimer, it's always following this theme that the Rebbe is not adding anything new. He's just telling you that this means you. Now, L'cheira, once we say this, that the Rebbe is not adding any Haskalah, is it really true there's no Chiddush and Haskalah? What the Rebbe is saying is just meaning you? There's no Chiddush and Haskalah? So here comes the next Maimah from Gimel, which I don't know if we're going to be able to do now. If you want to be after Mincha, I can do it after Mincha. It's up to you. If you want to wait, we'll do this last point, where the Rebbe tells you this gather of Aveda comes a Haskalah. What do you mean it comes a Haskalah? It comes a Haskalah, which is so easy to understand. You just hear, we have to just think a minute what's being said over here. But, so let me just start it up. Just to get Rabbi Yeshua interested. He should want to wait for after Mincha. He should want to hear this after Mincha. Here, let's take it is one line from the Rebbe. It's one line. And line 5 to 6. That's what it is. It's highlighted. These are the words of the Rebbe. The Rebbe said the Maimah, and the Rebbe threw these words in the Maimah. Here the Rebbe writes, this is what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe says, now let's just get the terminology. It's very simple here. This is Mamish, very simple terminology. There's Oir. What's above Oir? The Moir, right? So when we're talking about the Eibishter, there's Oir Ein Sof. Okay, so the Ein Sof is a Yid realizes the bleak will of the Eibishter. When a Yid realizes the bleak will of the Eibishter, he comes to realize there must be an Eibishter himself, which is the Moir, right? Very simple portion. Then there is Atzmus HaMoed. What the Atzmus? What does Atzmus mean? When the Yid realizes whatever I understand about the Eibishter, the oil, any revelation I see of the Eibishter, which is coming from the Moed, from the Eibishter, that is not the whole Eibishter. That's what I know about the Eibishter. There's Atzmus who I don't know about at all. So you have oil, Moed, and Atzmus. Here the Rebbe says in this Maimah, there is a oil which is above the moil. Now, if you know what one and no oil above the moil. Now, if we know the one and one is two, we know the one and one is not three. If there's a ray, it's coming from a moil. You can't have a ray above the moil. It's very simple. This is a kshanya. Here the Rebbe says this maimer, there's a oil above the moil. So that makes explain what it means, what is going on over here. That's what it says. Sheyesh leima. So spirit there. So I kolu the atzis amoyer mamish. The Rebbe Rashab says, okay, I didn't go through this whole introduction. The Rebbe Rashab says, there's a oy. This is the Rebbe's discussing a mime of the Rebbe Rashab. There's a oy which is kolu atzis amoyer. The Rebbe says, it, when he says is oir kolon natsis amoyer, the idea of oir being kolon natsis amoyer is something which we all know about. It's something lecheri you learn. Is oir says oir is not only outside the moir, it's in the moir. Fine. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe Shab said, there's oir in atzmus amoyer. Come the Rebbe and says, there's oir in the atzmus as he is above moir. What do they mean in simple terminology? You have a lantern. So this lantern is shedding light. So the Rebbe is telling you, no, there's light which is above the lantern. What does that mean? What are they saying here? It's words which make, which is still a portion doesn't make, it's portion computer, Hagdora, it's not in Gidra Seichel. Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it after me. No, this is not a dogma to bring you out this idea of oil. This thing is to bring you out. How the Rebbe, you see how the Rebbe, I wanted to show you how the Rebbe takes the mind of the Rebbe Rashab at his Nukuda. And there is nothing new in what the Rebbe is saying. The only thing the Rebbe is saying is taking how taking the Gedan and Aveda. I look at it's a Gedan Aveda, look at it's no Gedan and Haskalah. It's Mephadish a Gedan and Haskalah altar.
What is Raymond?
This is what's coming to now. What?
Raymond's a Teva doesn't mean.
Raymond's a Teva means a me, which Teva is
he's talking about nisim that are of a mile mis.
So Remus Ateva. No. So now, I understand what you're saying. They're talking about Nisim coming from, which is a Mayim Islam. Here the Rebbe says Remus Ateva. So how are you going to tell me this means? How are you going to tell me this means me? Rebbe Shua, this is the shine, and the answer is, it means me. And this is why, this is the situation we're facing today. The Rebbe is saying, you, Teva, whatever, all the different, here that we're talking about Teva. In all the different ways, the Rebbe is saying, you. And the shine is, you're talking about Eden Sof. And Nissen, Rebbe is a Teva, Rebbe means me. So let's get it. Rebbe is a Teva means me. What?
No, I feel like this point that the Rebbe is bringing out in this Sikha here, whatever this aura, is not, is like more of a, more theoretical than it is. These Nisim, we're talking about, let's talk about Kriyas Yamsu for a second. It's not only.
Sure, let me answer this. The answer is, again. No. That is the answer. It means me. If you want, we can go through it in more detail. We have it all
it's
in the last.
It's even a skull, I feel like, still.
Soon come to see.
It's a Rei Musa Teva, like,
soon
that we're, like,
we'll come to see. One, the next, after Mincha, we'll come to see the Nukuda of a skull in here. We'll come to see the skull. It's very good, our skull. But the Etzem is a Ian of Avodah. And so, if you don't,
that's why it's like a dogma of
Rabbi Shua, this is what we're going to be learning in all the Mamorim now. We're going to take all the Mamorim, which you want us to learn, and this is going to show, this is one Nukuda, which the Rebbe is saying all along.
All right.
Okay, we're saying it's fine. Okay, that's the Harabah.